cliffcentral.com.
Good luck. And last summer, this is a hard song. I saw such a fun thing on Facebook. And you know, Facebook these days is kind of dreary because it's the same nonsense over and over again. I saw this very cool thing where people use a portable toilet. Obviously, it's some, you know, venue, some sort of outdoor place where there are a lot of people. And they go into this thing, and then these dudes carry a massive crate in front of the door to the toilet. They have a whole lot of actors in costume as Star Troopers from Star Wars. They have one guy come in as Darth Vader, and the whole crate on the inside is decorated like it's a passage in a starship. And so these people unsuspectingly finish taking their dump or peeing or blowing their nose or whatever they're doing, and then they walk out into this sort of gangway from a spaceship, and there are all these Star Troopers along the walls, and then Vader comes out and goes, "You have spent too long." It's beautiful. And then they have another version where they've got those little bears, the Ewoks. And people come out of the bathroom, and the Ewoks are there in a line along the walls going...
Oh, my gosh. Where is this?
I don't know. It happens at some outdoor venue in America somewhere. It's just beautiful to see. I love it to pieces.
That's so funny, because most people come out of these loos feeling very self-conscious to start.
Yes, yes. And imagine if you have been drinking or just... Yeah,
you'd be none the wiser. So you'd think, oh, well...
You'd be so confused. Yeah. What?
It's amazing.
It just happened with my mind.
I love it.
Or you get the guys that go into the ladies' ones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, everybody. So what's happening? It's Friday morning. Casper De Vries, as Ben has already told you, is on his way. He will be our guest this morning. And I'm very excited to catch up with him. For those who've been listening to cliffcentral.com for the last 2.5 years, you'll know that Casper has his own show, the Casper Radio Show, which takes place on cliffcentral.com on a Friday. And he's also just about to launch a brand new show at Monte Cassino, but he's got an incredible life story. And there's a lot about Casper that I've got to know in the last 2.5 years that I didn't know before. But even then, there are mysteries within mysteries, because he is such a different human being to the rest of us. I mean that in every possibly positive way. He's a fun guy. He laughs a lot. Don't for a minute think that his life hasn't had its challenges. But I just love talking to people who've lived a little bit. You know, there's something about, you know, those of us in our 20s, 30s, even people in their 40s who, you know, we aren't really in a position to tell our whole life story because we haven't been through it all yet. And someone like him has really seen South Africa from so many angles. He's been pilloried by his own community, if you want to call it that. Not that he would identify with sort of white Afrikaans people as being his primary community. But those are the people who have turned their backs on him in a very dramatic way. And the guy's not bitter and twisted about it. He's got plenty of interesting observations to share with us. By the way, speaking of observations, did you see who was guest DJ yesterday afternoon on The Touchdown, on Tebow Touch's show?
Mm-mm.
Any guesses? Flax, you'll know.
I'll give you a guess. He goes as DJ Mabawizi. Or something like that.
DJ Mbawizi.
Oh, Fikile.
Yes, the Minister of Sport.
Pow, pow, pow.
Okay.
Pew, pew, pew.
So there was DJ Fresh on Onizi's show.
Yeah, DJ Fresh was on O'Neill on Wednesday.
Yeah.
With him and Dineo. And yesterday, Fikile Mbalula was running because Touch wasn't here yesterday. It was very good. I mean, it was a pre-recorded mix that he'd done, but he'd done a proper like DJ mix, and it wasn't half bad, I gotta say. Like, I'm not a great DJ, so I'm in no position to judge, but he did a pretty good job, DJ Mbawizi. There's a future for him once he's not Minister of Sport anymore.
Yeah, once he gets sick and tired of the politics.
Well, or when we get sick and tired of him. But isn't it funny? Like, this is the guy who was leading the charge against me in January, saying, "This Gareth Cliff and his witch hat radio station."
And
like
now,
being pejorative about
and
it.
Now
for
look at you.
And now he's here. He's like working with us. I love it. How the wheel has turned. You see, that is one of the things that makes this country interesting, is if you don't suppose from the outset that anyone is your enemy, and I really don't. I've said this before. I don't go to sleep at night wishing ill on anybody. And I don't think of anyone as being my enemy, because you never know. They could come around and end up being your friend.
Well, this particular
story. Look at how the EFF and the DA have made friends.
Oh, you see, these are perfect stories of the good things that can come from letting grudges go.
Right.
Stop holding on to that negativity.
Maybe
it
one day.
It festers inside of you.
Just maybe one day, even Kenny Kunene and Julius will make friends. Oof. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, huh? So you mean the brothel owner?
The brothel owner. Oh, yeah, that one, yeah. Yeah. Wouldn't that be great? We can all get along. All right. So got some news stories to get to. And Mubs has already started that ball rolling in terms of what's been happening at Wits. I see that the medical school at UCT has decided that it's going to hold off until next year. Mm-hmm. This has very severe implications, and I don't want to get too serious because it is a Friday.
Very severe.
But this is our country, and Justice Malala said yesterday in the Burning Platform that, you know, we don't realize how much of an impact this is going to have on everything, because now all those student doctors who would have been in public hospitals next year are not going to be there. You know, obviously, if all the schools decide to stop their medical schools in terms of lectures and exams and all the rest of it, which means we're going to have a backlog, not only of patients who desperately need care and attention and won't get it from the doctors who are not available, but we're going to have a backlog in terms of the doctors actually getting their practice in. So it has a rollover effect. And this is where I feel bad that this girl, Shahira Kala, I feel bad that she was shot with rubber bullets. But you know what? Sometimes if you're going to imagine yourself as a revolutionary, you're going to have to imagine yourself as dead as well. And she got off with rubber bullets, which is not pleasant. And I don't believe in violence. You know that. I don't join mobs. And I don't like shooting. And I don't like people being shot even with rubber bullets, which are non-lethal. It's a very ugly scenario. And I just think it could have all been resolved a lot earlier if everybody had been reasonable. But again, the students won't even sit in the same room as Adam Habib. So how are we going to move forward?
Well, this is the question. But what we know for a fact is that police force never really ends well.
No.
In very few cases does it end well. So there has to be another alternative.
Well, I've heard that the acting commissioner, Patlani, has said that he really urges all police in a national directive he's issued to use restraint at every turn. So the message is going through, hopefully, from the top down. Let's just hope that this can continue and that every policeman knows that the absolute last resort is to use violence of any kind.
But also,
and the students are going to pull their weight as well.
Exactly, because then it comes down to training. Because if you're putting people in a panic situation and their training is quite limited to either stand or shoot, I'm not condoning it, obviously, but it's a lot to ask to say to someone, use restraint and find the best scenario when you are being stormed upon.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. All right, so look, let's move on. We've got things to do today. We've got people to see and places to go. And it is just after 7. So the big stories of the day, Wits, obviously, and the protests that happened in Braamfontein and the shooting. The rest of the universities are very much dominating the headlines today. Anything else that we need to know about before we start our weekend?
Yeah, sure. So some people are already, you know, raising their eyebrows towards the new public protector, Busisiwe Mkhwebane. They're alleging that she seems to have her eyes set on her predecessor, Thuli Madonsela. They're saying that there seems to be something very weird about the new public protector going on here. So she maintained that the matter of the damage to the former public protector, Thuli Madonsela's official vehicle in 2012 was not finalized. Now, I didn't know about this, but back in 2012, Thuli Madonsela's son was driving her official vehicle, got into an accident, and this new public protector seems to be digging up that old story to ask the question
very weird.
Was it actually dealt with in the appropriate manner? Because allegedly, Madonsela's son was not supposed to be driving the car without Madonsela in it herself.
Yeah.
But on the day in question, he had taken it and he was by himself and then he got into an accident. So this matter resurfaced last week and this seems to be on the list of priorities for the new
really?
Public protector, yes.
Really? No one was killed. The car was damaged. As I understood it, it had been dealt with. But even if it's wrong, is it the most wrong thing for her to be looking at right now? Like, come on. Really, Busisiwe, we've got things to do here. We've got state capture on the cards.
We still haven't heard anything.
You're worried about Thuli's official car what, 5 years ago?
Yeah, 2012. We still haven't heard anything about the state capture report. As far as I understand, it's still under lock and key. You know, on your list of priorities, which do you think is most important?
Well, listen, I mean, I really think that someone has to sit down with Busisiwe and say to her, look, the worst thing you can do right now to start your term as public protector is start gunning for the mistakes of Thuli, which it seems she's hell-bent on doing. That's all that's coming out of her office at the moment. That and that she's not accepting donations, that she is going to ask government for more money, which makes her entirely reliant on government, which I don't know that I'm 100% comfortable with. And she seems to be prioritizing stuff that no sensible person would prioritize. Bad start, Busi. Bad, bad start.
So Thuli Madonsela was questioned about this incident earlier this week, and she seemed puzzled when being questioned about it because she said, well, the matter had been handled by two different processes.
Right.
But according to the New Age, you know, that credible publication, the New Age newspaper reported that there was a question as to whether the repair bill to the car had been settled. So
really? So the New Age is sending their crack team of investigators into a fact-finding frenzy to discover whether or not all the repair bills had been paid on a stupid accident, which apparently involved no other people and was a question of an accident. In other words, something that could happen to anybody. That's why it's called an accident, as opposed to a violent attempt at destroying state property, which is precisely what's happening on the campuses right now. Yo! Sometimes you want to just pick someone up and say, hey, shake them a little. This is the thing you should be focused on. And even if it isn't her, and this is troublemaking by ANN7, it's still ridiculous. ANN7, how desperate do you have to be to not look at the biggest story of the day and to direct everybody? Don't worry about what's happening over here with state capture and this one very powerful family of Indians who are in South Africa milking your resources dry and paying your ministers to do whatever they want. Don't look at that. Look at Thuli's car 5 years ago and a bumper bashing. Is there anyone who sees those two as equal? Anyone? Even Atul Gupta knows that's bullshit. AJ and Atul are sitting at the moment shaking their heads going, oh my God, if they fall for this, they're so stupid. Even they. Come on, right? Julius, help me here.
Lazy thinkers.
Lazy thinkers.
Come on, man. Use the remaining portion of your brain to think.
Thank you.
Yeah, correct. You know, it hasn't even been a full 7 days since Busisiwe Mkhwebane took over the position. But, you know,
bad start.
Just to give you an idea of the things that she's prioritized. So she's questioned the whole notion of foreign funding to the Public Protector's Office, which she says she's doing away with. Then she also has an issue with consultants doing work for the Public Protector's Office because she says that it raises a credibility issue. So she's done away with that.
Let's go one at a time. Just hang on. Foreign funding of these things. The ANC has had foreign funding from day one. It had very good foreign funding during the apartheid era to help it pay for its resistance to the nationalist government, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have a problem with that because it was well-meaning. It was mostly from countries like Sweden and Norway, who've never done anything vicious or violent, at least in the last 900 years. Right?
Mm-hmm.
If you take money from Sweden, it's probably going to a good cause because the Swedes aren't going to give it to you otherwise. Am I wrong? The British, the Americans, sure, be a little suspicious.
There were allegations that Thuli Madonsela's office had received $500,000 from USAID, but Thuli Madonsela has since denied those allegations, saying that they are a complete lie.
Wow.
So when Busisiwe came in, she raised this as an issue and she said, no more foreign funding.
Wow.
Then the next thing is the use of consultants, because, you know, a whole bunch of consultants were used in compiling the state capture report. Which members of parliament has said, well, we're not comfortable with this because it raises issues of credibility.
But
so
every government department is run by consultants. There isn't one ministry that isn't using a consultant at the moment. So what is this, the pot calling the kettle black? In fact, parliament even have consultants. They pay auditing firms. They pay law firms to check their stuff. Those are consultants. Wake up, people. What the hell's wrong with you? Anyway, look, it is too hectic for a Friday, and I think we all need to relax.
Woosa.
Damn straight. Let me quickly tell you about this. You can join the fiber revolution with iConnect's new Double Up promotion, now extended until the end of October 2016. That gives you just a few days. 10 days, to be precise. that you can take advantage of the Double Up promotion. It applies to any new subscriber taking up a 50 meg to 200 meg contract. Sign up now and get double the fiber for the duration of your contract. Oh, I wish I had fiber at home. I'm going to go on my knees right now and pray. Dear Lord Jesus, can I have some fiber? Not in my diet, on my internet. I would love fiber. Ben, do you have fiber?
It's in my area, Gareth, but no, I don't have a use for it at the moment.
Mubs, you got fiber?
I don't have fiber.
Flex,
no.
You got fiber?
I still use a dongle.
You use a dongle? How ancient history is that? I use a stone mill at home to grind my corn.
I'm terribly old school.
I got 10 megs uncapped fiber at home.
Yes, I'm jealous. Oh, I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous of you. I would move into your broom closet to have internet connection.
I stream HD without it even buffering.
Oh, I hate you.
It's the best.
And it's uncapped, huh?
Uncapped.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's the future. That's how they do it. That's how smart, intelligent, forward-thinking people do it. I'm sitting on an ISDN line, not even ADSL. It goes on my phone. And I mean, it's not anybody's fault. It's just a shitty infrastructure that has to be replaced, right?
But didn't you say they were digging up your area?
Well, I thought. I'm holding thumbs. Nothing's changed yet.
They were just digging it up.
Yeah, it just looks like a mess at the moment.
They were just trialing pickaxes, and you thought you were getting fiber. What a contrast that is.
For more info, you can call iConnect or email them. It's very, very easy to get hold of these guys. Maybe they have infrastructure in your area, and they can set you up. So, sign up now. Get double the fiber for the duration of your contract. More info, just email iConnect. Here's the email address. Are you ready? DU, that's the double up special. DU special at iConnectTelecoms.com or... just write down this number. Take it down on your phone if you are if you're sitting listening to us right now. You just type this in. 010-040-3169. That's 010-040-3169. Tell them that you heard about them on cliffcentral.com or on touchcentral.fm, and then they will connect you up. You won't have any internet problems ever again. Do it.
Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Do it now.
You take my love for granted. Flex, what's the story with these two? It's Drake and Rihanna with Too Good. Are they together? Are they not together? What's the story?
Okay, so they've broken up, officially broken up, 100% off. But stuff, like, no one will know this but me, but things are getting really dirty. So if you compare Rihanna's and Drake's Instagram accounts, so Rihanna posts, "None of my exes are married or in happy relationships, so it's safe to say I wasn't the problem. Lol." And then Drake will go and post like a sexy photo of himself to throw some thirst out there.
Yeah. Thirst, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Thirst trapping.
So then Rihanna will respond with an Instagram photo of her and her father, like to say that she's happy.
Oh, wow.
Then Drake will respond with putting up a photo of his father.
Oh.
Then, Drake will put up a photo of him getting into a bath and say it's time to just chill. And then let's see what else they've done. Drake does a lot of thirst photos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
gosh,
but,
just
but,
back and forth, like little subtle, stupid things.
But are any of Drake's thirst photos as good as the Games photos where he posts pictures of his torso where you can clearly see that he's packing some serious heat?
This is the only time Mabali gets really excited.
I'm asking a legitimate question here.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I don't... Drake...
Sounds to me
know.
Like you're painting a mental picture.
Mubs is... she follows the Game's every move.
Oh, yes.
It's funny you should mention the Game because Drake is actually reportedly now dating the Game's ex-girlfriend, India Love.
So then he can't be with Rihanna is what I'm saying.
But Drake's the type of dude that wants his cake and eat it too.
When you got Rihanna cake, you stick to the Rihanna cake. I'm sorry, that is too much to handle. That woman looks like she's a lot of work and it's a lot of reward. But you can't possibly have another woman if you've got Rihanna.
Well, look, Leonardo DiCaprio. Firstly, from the beach shots, we know he has lots of cake already, but he also had Rihanna and others.
Mm, that's true.
Yeah, that's kind of how it works in Hollywood. It's like a rental lease, you know? I'm with Drake for 6 months, and then the following 6 months, I'll be with Leonardo DiCaprio. It's a rental agreement.
Do you know what I want to do next week just to stir up some trouble?
Uh-oh.
I want us to rank South Africa's female celebrity it girls. I want us to rank, because I see Kelly Kumalo's on the show today with O'Neill and Dineo. Mm-hmm. I want to rank her and Minnie and Bonang and Boiti and all the It girls and see who's at the top and who's at the bottom. And we'll almost play a game of comparisons where we see how much they've got in terms of endorsements, how much they've got in terms of actual work, who their man is. Can we do that?
Yeah, we can do that.
Let's do a side-by-side. Comparison. You know what I mean? And we'll make sure they're all listening, because they fiercely compete with each other, these girls. I want to know who's at the top of the pile.
Before we wrap up with Drake, can I tell you one more thing I heard this week, and it was in a podcast with Dan Bilzerian.
Sure, I opened this can of worms. Let's do it.
So apparently Drake actually pays women to go party with him. Aww. So he sends out a bus, and it meets at a certain location, and all the women he paid meets at the location, and the bus brings it back to his
getting
house.
Onto this bus together.
Yeah, but I mean, that's hardly surprising, though,
oh, girl,
is it?
I ain't sitting in the back of the bus, girl.
That's really not surprising, though. I mean, they pay for strippers all the time.
But I wonder what these girls, like, do they get into fights with each other and that sort of thing? It must be a hell of an interesting bus ride.
You ain't going to touch him today. You got him last week.
That kind of thing, you know? All right, it's time for a game. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to give you three different names. One of them is not an actual kind of bird. The other two are actual birds. All right?
Okay.
Are you ready to play the Ornithology Oracle? Let's go. First question to Ben, and you can play along in your car. The first question, Ben. Two of these terms are actual bird names. The other is fake. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. A gymnogene, an Archie Burt, or a sooty tern? Gymnogene, Archie Burt, sooty tern. Pick the fake bird species.
Well, I like a sooty tern. They have a nice little tweet about them. I think that's definitely a bird.
Okay.
The Archie Burn as well, yes. The gymnogene, that is the imposter here.
You are wrong. A gymnogene is an actual creature. It lives here in South Africa. It is similar to the secretary bird, quite closely related to vultures. It's quite a pretty looking thing. It's got long legs, otherwise looks like a hawk.
It's
like a hawk with long legs. In other words, it looks like a Miss South Africa contestant, but with a beak.
I was just going to say, it's like the Naomi Campbell of birds, long legs.
Okay. So who's the imposter then?
The imposter is the Archie Burt. There is no such thing. But you would have been forgiven, as many people will. You won't believe some of these names. All right, Mubs, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Mabali, a blue tit, a snorfula, or a lappet-faced vulture, which is the fake?
Okay.
A blue tit, a snorfula, or a lappet-faced vulture?
I think blue tit is definitely a bird. I imagine blue tit gets made fun of a lot of time on the school playground because the other birds really have fun with its name.
Yes.
Oof, I'm going to go with the...
The snorfula, the lappet-faced vulture. Those are your two options.
I'm going to say the snorfula is the imposter.
You would be correct. 1 point to Mabali Moloi. Very nice.
Yeah, shocker. Mabali gets the easy one. There's a word vulture in one of the
What do you mean?
A lappet-faced vulture.
I mean, there was actually a bird's name in your bird name.
Yeah. All right, Flax, you want to try?
Let's do this.
All right. Which of these is a fake bird, Flax? A masked booby, a Terran bittle, or a Himalayan snowcock?
It's got to be the Himalayan snowcock.
You sure?
No one would name a bird a snowcock.
It is an actual bird, is a Himalayan snowcock. There is
What's
such a thing.
What's it look like?
It's a little fluffy thing. It lives in the Himalayas, and it's got a big cock.
Yeah,
what can I tell you? No, it's a real bird. You can look it up. Look it up now. Have a look at the picture. Go and take a look.
Himalayan snowcock.
So that is a real bird. A masked booby, would you say that's real?
Yes.
No,
that's... Why are they, like, so sexual, these birds?
I know, because the guys who named them didn't get a lot of action while they were trying to find them.
Yeah, they've been bird-watching their whole lives.
Right.
Yeah.
You sit behind a pair of binoculars, see much action you get.
I mean, what do you expect studying ornithology?
Right. Even that word is the opposite of sexy.
Exactly.
All right, so the fake one there is the Terran Bittle. There's no such thing. That's completely made up. Next one. Back to you, Ben. A dick sissel.
Ha!
A tawny hackle. And a hoary puff leg.
I'm going to go with dick sissel as being the imposter there.
You think?
Yeah. Because the other ones are very birdie.
No, there is such a thing as a dick sissel. And that means tawny hackle and horny puff leg. Which is it? Hoary puff leg, sorry.
Tawny hackle.
Tawny hackle's fake.
Yeah.
That's correct. Because there is such a thing as a hoary puff leg. All right, Mubs, your turn.
Okay.
A banana quit.
Banana quit.
Which sounds like a drink. A Dan Quayle. Or a kakapo. Or a kakapo, depending on how you pronounce it. A kakapo or a kakapo. A banana quit or a Dan Quayle. Which is not a bird?
The banana quit.
You think?
Yes.
Well, Dan Quayle was an actual person. He's not a bird. He was the former vice president of the United States under Ronald Reagan.
Oh, so that's the imposter?
A Dan Quayle, the one that you'd think is definitely a bird.
Well, quail.
Yeah, I'm afraid there is no such thing as a Dan Quayle. That is a person. He's still alive. Former vice president of the U.S. A banana quit is an actual bird, as is a kakapo.
Wow.
All right. Flax, you want to try another one? Where are you? Wait, let Pashida try. Pashida! Grab Pashida for me, Flax. Come here, I want to try you out here. Pashida was from Mozambique, where they have lots and lots of birds. She says so. I mean, she's been in South Africa most of her life, so. All right, you're going to try this. Pashida, I'm going to give you three names of birds. You tell me which one is not an actual bird, all right?
Okay.
A chachalaka. A tiramisant, or a smew.
Oh, wow.
Which one is fake? A smew, a chachalaka, or a tiramisant?
A tiramisant?
Is the fake one.
Yeah.
You're correct! Hey. How the hell did you know that?
Yeah.
Chachalaka is an actual bird, as is a smew.
Wow! That sounds like chachalaka.
All right. All right, let's just go through a few of these because this is now getting ridiculous. But I'll name some here and you tell me if you think they exist or not, all right? True or false? All right, true meaning it actually is a bird. False meaning it doesn't exist. Okay, ready? Corey Busted.
True.
Sounds like a celebrity.
It does, yeah.
Corey Busted.
A Corey Busted?
True.
It is actually a bird, correct. A Hammerkop.
No, that's false. That's just a guy who drinks too much on the Valdam.
What do you think?
That's a bird.
It is a bird.
A hammerhead.
Yeah, it's an actual bird. Spaghetti duck.
False.
That's a bird.
That's not a bird.
Oh.
There's no such thing as a spaghetti duck. An arse cluck.
Definitely a bird.
You think?
What did the bird community ever do to us humans that we're naming them these things?
An ass cluck.
Is that a bird?
No.
Eeyore.
A trench warbler.
Yeah, that's a bird.
That's a bird.
No, it's not. That doesn't exist.
Ah.
A dunnock.
That's a bird.
True.
Yes, a dunnock is a bird.
That just sounds like a
rude word for some kind of genital.
It sounds like a First World War toilet.
Right.
He's in the dunnock again.
A shoebill.
That I know is a bird.
Yeah.
You get a hornbill, you get a shoebill.
That's right. And it's a very ugly bird. Look it up and you'll be horrified
that
such a thing should exist. Take a look, Mubs. Look up a shoebill.
Okay.
A mot-mot.
No, we all know what a mot is.
What's a mot-mot?
No, it's not a bird.
It is a bird.
No ways.
Yep.
What's a mot, Flex?
Doesn't it mean ugly person?
I think so. How about this? A Kerguelen shag.
Oh, no, that sounds like a service you pay for when you're in Thailand.
A Kerguelen shag is a bird. How about a little bittern?
No.
No?
No.
I'm gonna go with yes, yeah.
No.
Ben's right. It's an actual bird. And finally, a stormy petrel.
Yes.
That's the bird that started the fights all the time.
Yeah.
A stormy petrel's an actual bird. Have you looked up the shoebill? By the way, this is going to be the most popular podcast ever for bird watchers.
We're going back to Michael's point.
Because they're going to be sitting there going, that is! It is, you idiots! It is!
Going back to Michael's point, like, what happened? Why do we give the bird such cuck names?
Well, in the shoebill's case, Mubs, describe what you see.
Oh, man.
What a horrible looking bird, right?
It has a very broad, fat, and long beak. It looks a little bit. It looks a little bit like it would. It could have been created by the CGI team on a Game of Thrones as one of like those creatures.
Yeah,
looks like a hardy dog slept with a flamingo,
and something with a giant beak. Anyway, those are real birds, Shubles. So there we go. Some fun for the morning. It is now 24 minutes to 8. Take your calls next. You know what to do. 0861-555-189, baby. Shall we get it? I like this. This is Love More, Chris Brown and Nicki Minaj. Shall we get it? I have some good news. I've decided we're going to say as little as possible about the US elections going forward, because I was talking to someone on the phone last night and they were saying to me, oh, they're so bored with this US election. And I suddenly thought, you know what, so am I. Bored with it. It's over. It's done. Like, just get there already. Aren't you tired of it?
Hugely. Because it's almost like you can't parody them anymore because Donald Trump's such a dickhead. It's not even funny anymore.
It's beyond funny.
Yeah.
Right. I agree with you.
Okay, so we won't say anything more about it until after November 8th when Americans go to the polls and elect Hillary.
Yeah, and if there is something exciting going on over there, then we'll obviously pay attention to it. But otherwise, as little as possible. I think people are tired of it. We'd like to hear what you're up to, though, if you've got some fun plans for the weekend. I mean, that's a lot more exciting than anything that's going on in politics. And if you've got anything that you want to boast about, you know how people are. Come on. This is the one place I'm actually encouraging you to boast. You don't often get that. You don't get people telling you that, I'm going to do something this weekend that you couldn't do. You're too poor or you're too boring. So I'm going to let you do that. I know our audience get to do amazing things.
Well, maybe you have a wedding planned this weekend. You're getting married, but now all of a sudden you're looking at the weather and thinking,
that's a good point. Yeah.
And then you start thinking, is it meant to be because it's raining?
Yeah. And then you start losing your mind.
There's that good luck thing that people say about rain and getting married in the rain. But I've been to weddings that where it rained. In fact, I went to one 3 years ago that was one of the best weddings ever.
Mm.
And there was lots of rain and people just deal with it, you know? Mm-hmm. So a couple of dresses get a little muddy at the bottom and doesn't stop the party.
Do you know a lot of people before the wedding, they'll put an umbrella in a tree to stop the rain?
Yeah, it's like a superstitious thing, right?
There's like so many superstitious things that people do before a wedding.
But this whole thing about good luck, people talk a lot of crap, okay? So a bird shits on you and someone says, oh, it's good luck. No, I've got duck feces on me. That's not good luck. That's duck feces on me.
Yeah, Ben, if it makes people feel better, they must do it.
Still covered in
cum. Do you walk under ladders?
If there's one on my path, yeah, sure, go for it.
What's the one black regarding cat? The black cat again?
Well, if a black cat crosses your path.
It wants it to get to the other side. That cat's got shit to do as well. It's not just about you. What does a black cat do all day? Oh, I can't cross this path now. This guy's here. I'm going to have to
wait
for him.
Some people are scared of owls. Some people are scared of bats.
Are there mice?
Well, you never know. I mean, you know, there's also... Because we're actually, you know, Ben likes to take the high road here and imagine that we're better than that as humans, but we're just other mammals. And all through our history, you know, we've seen burning bushes and talking snakes and all kinds of stupid crap because people have been high. And then they get told by the next generation, well, your great-grandfather, he didn't smoke weed, but he saw a talking snake. And you go, oh, miracle. And so we believe it, and it gets carried over generation to generation until eventually that great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was a prophet, and, you know, the birds would tell him stories, and they would tell him the truth of the world.
I used to be afraid of bats as a child because one adult once told me that they would snatch my hair.
Yeah.
Like when a bat flies over you, they dig into your hair and they
you'll
pull
never
it
get
off.
Out. Yeah.
And
you'll be carried away by the bat.
No, not that I'll be carried away. They just come for your hair and then they rip it out of your skull and fly away. I was genuinely terrified of bats as a child because of that.
Birds, says Vaynard. Birds, proof that even God gets high sometimes. because the names and the way some birds look. There are some very, very strange looking birds.
Some very ugly ones. That's why they're given wings.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Because it makes them look a little more graceful.
No, it's just that then no one sees them because they're in the sky.
I remember my brother and I, we went through a stage when we were at primary school, obviously before girls came along, where we would actually try to like compile lists of the funny birds that we'd seen.
Mm.
And it got quite competitive. You end up driving around trying to find these birds, well, telling your parents to drive you around and seeing these things. Of course, my parents completely ignored us when we did that. So we had to find other people's parents who were into that kind of thing. And then we'd go with them, friends of ours.
I lost a bird once.
You had a bird?
My dad bought my sister and I birds, and I left the cage door open once on mine.
What were
and
you, four or five?
And it went away. It flew away.
Mm. Did it have a name?
I can't remember the name. It was, yeah, I was very young still. But I was devastated.
I think we had pigeons at some stage. Just two of them. They weren't particularly smart or interesting. They just sat there and kind of went, looked at you. But a bird is a boring pet, unless it's a parrot that talks. Because those things can say the most inappropriate thing at the best possible moment, and they live longer than us.
Parrots?
Well, if you get a parrot, it could live 50, 60 years. So, you know, if you're in the last part of your life and you get a parrot, that parrot's going to have to be inherited by somebody.
Mm.
It lasts a long time. It's like those Galapagos tortoises or whatever they're called. Those things last 200 years.
Jeepers.
So if you have one of them, you have to provide for your great-great-grandchildren to inherit them.
But I mean, can you imagine what 200 years feels like when you're as slow as a tortoise?
Oh, well. I mean, each day must be a nightmare. Right? Oh, no, another day. I've got 999 of these left, and that's just a quarter of my life. It must be incredible. All right, so what was that?
Did Ben you is dying.
Sorry, what's going on with you?
I was fine, and then I got behind the microphone, and I coughed again.
Yeah, there's something. You need to go and get this checked out. Daniela came back from, where was it, Cape Town, and she just poisoned Ben with
disease. She keeps going to these exotic locations where,
not good. Yes, Flax, what's up?
I got a message from Casper that says, check your phone, you've got something to play from him.
I've got something. Let me check.
Did he
now.
Send you a
Yeah, I've just
voice
got a message
note?
Now. Yeah. He's just sent it now, 5 seconds ago. Do you want to hear this?
Yeah.
I want to know what he's talking about.
Yeah, well, who ever knows until he explains it. But here he is. Here's Casper De Vries.
Good morning, everyone. I'm on my way. I am stuck a bit in traffic, but I think I will make it before the show ends there. I just want us all to hold hands inside the studio and just chant slightly but meaningfully with me. Dipuo, Dipuo, Dipuo.
Dipuo.
Make him come to the studio. Studio, studio. That's the Minister of Transport.
Oh.
If we say this prayer again, everyone, you too, Mabale. Dipuo.
Dipuo.
Dipuo. After me.
Dipuo. All right. Dipuo. We get the idea. So we want to get him to the studio in time. We need to pray to Dipuo Peters, the Minister of Transport. All right. Coming up in a short while, we'll take your call, see what you're up to. You know how to get hold of us. There are messages to screen, which we'll get to in a moment as well. That's on WeChat. You can also message us directly from the Touch Central app. And if you like, Twitter is just as good. We get them all. All you have to do is make the effort to contact us, and then you don't have to sit alone to start your Friday morning. Even if you are listening to us on your own, you can be part of the conversation. We love it. We love it. All right, it's called Sweet Lies, and it's Wilkinson. Nice? You like? Okay, good. We move on. There was no Anthea this morning, but there are a couple of things that I might want to refer to in terms of the stock markets, and just in case you are looking at those numbers, here, just to make you feel like you're in the know. Do you want to know what's happening to the Rand dollar? Well, the US dollar will cost you 14 Rand and 9 cents. Sorry, 13 Rand and 91. We've broken through that level, which is very exciting, isn't it?
That's a win.
Yeah. the pound, sorry, just updated, which is why I got it wrong in the beginning. 13.91 to the dollar, 17 rand and 2 cents to the pound, and 15.17 to the euro if you're watching it. And if you have Bitcoin, one Bitcoin will cost you 8,851 rand and 52 cents. Not bad, as currencies go. I'm not going to go through the rest. Unless, of course, you want to know what the Botswanan pula is. Botswanan pula is 1 rand 30. It's always been better than the rand.
Yeah, it has.
Huh? It's amazing.
It has.
Yeah, we had a big Botswana week this week with O'Neill and Fresh on the same show and Fresh Mixing live on Wednesday. There are a couple of interesting guests popping by the Touch Central Studios in the next few days. So don't miss a single thing. If you want to know more, head along to the website. By the way, the latest on Data Must Fall.
Yes.
It's all picking up. The Communications Workers Union has joined the party.
How big is this party now?
Well, let's look at it. There's all three political parties, the ANC, the EFF, and the DA.
Are backing you.
All three. Now, that never happens. They never agree on anything. They're all three on our side. The public, obviously, you, because, I mean, who wouldn't want cheaper data, right? The students are on our side. The regulator, ICASA, is on our side. The Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Telecommunications seem to have been very pleased with us. They seem to be on our side, although I can't count them in because they're meant to be impartial. That means we're looking very strong now, the Communications Workers Union.
Okay, so, but I mean, what does it translate into going forward?
Well, hopefully cheaper data. That's the whole point, right?
Yeah.
And on the other side of the equation are the networks. Who, look, some of them are coming to the party better than others. Some are just not talking to us at all. So you'll be able to tell by listening to us which ones are advertising with us and which ones are doing stuff with us. Those are the ones who've come to the party. And we won't make it shades of grey. We're going to tell you in black and white what's going on as soon as we've spoken to all of them. But we have a couple of meetings lined up in the next week, Touch and I, and we'll keep you informed. The most important thing is that ordinary South Africans benefit from this. All right. Apparently, this just in. I don't know if this is true, but Bonang has just replaced Trevor Noah as the host of the MTV Mamas 2016. That would be a big story, right?
Ooh.
I wonder what happened there. Maybe Trevor couldn't get out of the States in time. I was thinking about this. It is only 2 weeks before their elections. And you got to know. I mean, is this true? Let's speak to Kat. She's jumping up and down outside. She knows everything. She's the most trendy person in the building. She's just displaced Michael Flax in that position, but he's trying to fight back for his position. As the most trendy person at Touch Central, Kat, what can you tell us about the Mamas?
You guys, Trevor Noah pulled out of the Mamas.
No.
Go to his Twitter and read the letter that he wrote.
Oh, he's my sick. God. Is it hectic?
He's sick. Yeah.
Oh, he's not feeling well.
So he wrote a whole thing. It's like, it's the first thing you see on his Twitter
timeline. Oh, yeah, I'm going there now. Let's read the whole thing.
Yeah.
Jo.
And then Ari just said, what if Bonang replaces her? Ari literally
just said,
it
seems
that.
Like Bonang is. Dumin Dlovus just told me that on Twitter. Okay, here it is.
Yeah.
please read below. Far too much to tweet. To all my fans, this is from Trevor Noah. To all my fans and everyone who makes what I do possible, I've been fighting a severe upper respiratory and ear infection this week. Despite tons of medication, the infection has gotten the better of me. Due to the infection and the strain on my vocal cords, the doctor has ordered me to rest my voice and recover my health. I desperately wish I could dismiss the doctor, but the added risk of flying means a decision would be highly irresponsible, may cause further damage. I love the Mamas, and more importantly, I love performing in my own country. Myself and the MTV Africa people have been trying to make the Mamas a reality for a few years, and I was so excited because this was finally the year where the pieces fell into place and the date was one I could do. I push myself as hard as I can all the time because I appreciate every opportunity I'm afforded in life. Unfortunately, there comes a day like today when it all catches up and my body cannot do what my mind wishes I could. I'm so sorry if I've disappointed you, but please know that I love performing more than anything in life, and so having to cancel any show breaks my heart. Sorry isn't enough of a word to convey how I feel. And again, to all my fans, I will do my utmost to make it up to you. Kind regards, Trevor Noah.
When are the Mamas happening?
Tomorrow night.
Sure. That's a very last-minute pull-out technique.
I was invited to dinner with Trevor Noah tonight.
Oh, and now it's not happening.
No, it's not going to happen.
Ah, damn. Shame. Ask his
Trevor. I was going to go and say to him, so, how's that interview that you promised me all those years ago looking? But I feel like that's sincere, right?
Yeah, sure.
He doesn't sound like he really wanted to duck out. And it is a terrible thing when you have to drop someone at the last minute. Have you ever had to do that?
Yes.
Like you've been really sick for a friend's wedding, or you were going to go to on a holiday with a bunch of people and you had to cancel at the last minute. And no matter how you put the excuse, it always sounds like an excuse.
Yes.
Even if you're being deadly serious and genuine.
In a case like this, would Trevor have to pay back the money that MTV paid him? Or is it like in the contract, if he falls sick, it's out of his control?
Well, it depends. If they've paid a deposit, because they would have paid him for this.
So a lot.
If they've paid a deposit, he keeps the deposit because it's not his fault he's sick. And he has to send them a doctor's note, like you do at school.
The other question that I'm wondering about is whether or not Bonang will receive all that money if they will pay her less.
Oh, no, they're going to pay her a lot less. She's not Trevor Noah. Please. What are you kidding? And is Bonang the best choice? Let's think about this. Everybody, let's band together. I'm not saying she isn't. Bonang's very capable. We've seen her hosting any number of events before. Mm. But how do you replace Trevor Noah? You know? You got to have someone really, really big.
Yeah, look, also, because Trevor is a comedian, so they were obviously looking for their MC to have a certain tone to the event, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Bonang is not a comedian. So that tone that they wanted has now changed completely.
I say Ari Kelman and Kat Muaduba should have hosted it instead of Bonang. I really do. I am in favor of the Kat's shaking her head. What the? Why not Katleho Molai? What's the problem with you? You think they're too amateurish? How dare you? Why don't you guys fire her from your show for saying that? Yeah.
You get to fire here. It's not us.
Look at them. Busy getting a great show together for you this morning. That is Ari and Kat. They're on between 9 and 11 on touchcentral.fm. And if you want to see how good looking they are, you just have to see the pictures on the website. Go and take a look. Touchcentral.fm. Got it?
Got it.
All right. Well, there's a big breaking news story. To some people, that may matter much more than anything else. Trevor Noah, not well, and he's not able to make the Mamas. Morning, everybody, says Shannon. It's Friday, payday, and my upgrade from 7 to 15 gigs of data has refreshed.
Oh.
Thank goodness. It's a good day. Have a great weekend. So Shannon showing off all her data to the rest of us.
Payday on the 21st. That must be nice.
Very nice. Last minute pullout, says Craig. Is Trevor Catholic? And Jared says, my uncle had a parrot once. It bit the local church pastor and told him to fuck off.
Yeah, parrots are mean. They're just mean.
They are mean. Vaynant says, so did Ben, but that was for dinner. Unfortunately, Vaynant, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Did I pull out?
I don't know. For dinner. Jared says, I'm going to watch Jeremy Loops in Brighton tomorrow. I'm glad to hear some great SA music on Mud Island.
Jeremy Loops featuring who?
There's always a featuring. We don't know, because it could be anybody. They're all collaborating with each other, all these artists. You never know who's with who. Okay, so big news about Trevor Noah and the Mamas, which everyone was looking forward to. And apparently Farrah is doing, along with Jenna, a 7.9-kilometer walk on Sunday. That's the Temba Crusade on Sunday. Apparently that's to support the cause. There's some kind of fundraiser that's happening. Does anybody do these walks? It's the Temba Walkathon, the Temba Walkathon with Avon, and it's beauty for a purpose. 30,000 entries only. So if you have nothing to do on Sunday, that could be a fun thing to take part in. Again, let's hope it doesn't rain.
7Ks, huh?
7.9Ks. Let me tell you something. I ran 3 kilometers 2 years ago. I still haven't recovered. It was the first time I've ever done any running. I wouldn't call it a marathon because a marathon has to be a certain length. It's the first time I've done any running at all. It was me versus 50 girls. I was the only guy.
And you lost.
No, I didn't lose.
Was it a race?
I came 9th or 10th or something.
Okay.
But it was still embarrassing because first of all, it took me a half an hour of going afterwards to get my breath and to actually gather some composure. And I looked like I'd been run over by a train. But I did it. It was fun afterwards. During, I thought I was going to die.
I hate running so much. I would rather do burpees than run.
Hey, speaking of burpees, Ben gave me some very stern advice the other day. He said to me,
"You're wasting." That's the best kind of advice, Gareth.
I know. You're only capable of dispensing stern advice because you were raised by wolves. Mm. So Ben says to me the other day, "Oh, you waste so much time at gym. You're such an idiot. You're such a moron.
Why?
Such a dickhead."
What? Did I say these things about you?
He did.
Did I use that tone of voice?
No, you always talk like this is how Ben sounds. Oh, you stupid loser.
Well, I did hear Ben say, because you said that you do lunges, and Ben said, no.
Yeah,
only women do lunges.
Yeah, it's a housewife exercise.
You know what, Ben?
Everything I do is good
enough.
I
didn't take kindly to that.
That's not me being sexist. That's just because it's not heavily weight-bearing. Gareth's a fully grown male species.
So I did squats, Ben, as per your instruction. Yes. A lot of them yesterday, and I can hardly move my legs.
That's fine. That's how it starts.
Yeah? No good.
Did you do the deadlifts?
Yeah.
So when you said you did squats, you had a bar?
Yes, on my shoulders.
Weights. Nice straight back, good posture.
Nice straight back, good posture. Core. All the way down, all the way up. And those hamstrings and the front muscles on your legs, the quadriceps. Yeah. Oh, holy mother of God. It felt like I was being attacked by pain.
But the entire time, your body was actually doing exercise.
No, the whole time I was thinking, Ben is such a horrible, mean, nasty person. No, I did it.
Clever man.
See, I do listen to you occasionally. And then the deadlifts. Explain to us. That I hope I did these right. You have the bar on the ground.
Right, huh?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Because I break my back.
Yeah.
So you put the bar on the ground.
Yeah.
In fact, I was standing on a step, so it was even lower.
Okay.
So I can get some lumbar kind of. Because it was light. It wasn't very heavy. So I wasn't going to do myself damage.
See, this is the one where you really must nail technique. So just stand next to the bar next time. Don't get in a step.
All right. And then you lift it up. And you lift it all the way up. And then you put it all the way down.
No.
Is that not it?
No.
What is that?
That's more of a clean and jerk.
Oh, how rude. And I didn't realize standing, I was doing that.
You were standing on a step and, will have a broken back.
You think?
So, where did you get the impression that was a deadlift?
Okay, tell me how it works. I don't know. What do I know?
No, I'm just asking you. Where did you find? Did you Google deadlift and then clean and
no,
jerk?
No, I just assumed.
He just thought that he knew what a deadlift is.
Show me what it is,
I'm
Ben.
Have to
describe what
Ben
is doing.
Ben is going to demonstrate the deadlift.
Here he is. Just give me a second, Ben. Hold on. I need to Flax. Maybe you should film this so that everybody can see, and then we can put it up on our Instagram. You know how it goes. People need to see.
As a bar. Obviously, that's not
hold on, Ben. That's just hold on. You calm down. You have to rush to this. We're going to get Flax to film it, and everybody can see how to do this because clearly I'm a moron, but there may be others of us out there. All right. Over to Ben Karpinski. Free fitness tip for Friday.
Okay, so
fitness Friday.
Okay, so the bar is on the floor.
Okay.
So, and you're standing with it. So your feet are shoulders width apart, basically.
Right.
And you're nice and solid.
Right.
Balanced, right?
Okay.
Now you go down. Keep your back nice and straight. Because if you mess up a deadlift, you're going to get horrible lumbar troubles.
Right.
Especially if you're an old man.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Got you. Yes. And you lift it up. That's all. You just keep it at your crotch. So you basically just lift the bar. You lift the bar from your feet to your crotch, but you keep your back nice and straight and your feet shoulders apart.
A slight bend in the knee, Ben.
You're basically standing up. Yeah. So you got to think. You're getting a lot of pressure. It's going to probably go through your heels around there.
Right.
And you stand in the bar up to good posture.
So this is good for legs, for back.
Gluteus maximus.
I will send you a picture of all the muscles that this thing uses. Like everything.
And hamstrings.
Look, I'm using a water bottle, so this is going to look stupid, but
okay.
Yeah, it's the business.
There we go. See, free fitness tip for Friday.
If you can do the exercise and do it properly, not only do you look like you know what you're doing at the gym, rather than sitting on those yes-no machines like you do.
No, I don't do those.
What's a yes-no machine?
That's the one that you open your legs is a yes, the one that you close your legs is a no.
Oh, are those not useful?
I call them the nun and the slut.
Sorry, they're there for housewives.
Because then you can still be on your phone, chatting, read a magazine, whatever it is.
I don't know how you manage that. Because don't you have to adjust them with your hands?
Yeah, but you got less weight than you.
Okay.
Anyway, Gareth, I will show you that demonstration must have looked terrible. So
no, deadlift, I pretty much got the feel for it now, so I was doing something different. Deadlift then is the thing to do, and according to Ben, that and squats, and you don't have to worry about anything else.
If you can base your weight time, your resistance training time around those things, you're going to have a great body. It's functionally strong and capable.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, we got Casper de Vries coming in a moment or two. He will regale us with tales of his career so far, and we'll find out about the new show that he's going to be doing at Monty. He did mention he's in traffic, and we should all pray to Dipuo Peters to help us make the traffic better this morning. Thank goodness for the rain, though. Hopefully our dams fill up. There's lots of reasons to be excited and happy. It's Friday.
Do you want to be the next First Lady of the Touchdown?
Touch Central is looking for the First Lady of the Touchdown. Simply download the Touch Central app. Send us a message through the Touch Central app.
And listen in
every day between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. Monday to Friday from the 4th of October till the 4th of November 2016. For more T's and C's, go to the Touch Central website.
TouchCentral.fm.
CliffCentral.com.